one in my pillowcase. It keeps me safe when I sleep, still I keep awake. What if my dream girl pays a midnight visit? I see the world through the scope, but I gain no insight with it. When I get introspective, I put the safety on. Make these songs with the biscuits sitting in my shaky palms. I'm a man now,
a real man.
Not the one who went to two colleges groveling over meal plans. I'm staring at the ceiling fan, all wide-eyed, amazed by the ways the blades break the silence. I used to be afraid to fire it. The sound was startling, but now I'm starting to hate the quiet moments. Might remind you of a mic by the way I hold it to the grill. A homophobic rapper, unaware of the graphic nature of phallic symbols. Tragically ironic,
sucking off each other's gats and pistols.
I got more back issues than guns and ammo, cause my Uzi weighs a ton and I never let go of the handle. Hanging on to mommy's pant leg, double fisted, knee deep in shells, kicking ballistics. This dick is a detachable penis, an extension of my manhood, positioned like a fetus. An intravenous hookup feeds bullets to my magazine. Never mind the bullets, my pistol is a sex machine.
Guns, yo,
sex machine.
Yes.
Bust it, I got another gun.
What?
I keep it in my briefcase. It keeps me safe at my workplace.
Cubicle gangster
who's in need of his personal space.
Angster of love,
I'm able to look girls in their face. Cause I know that only stupid people increase the birth rate. I'm just about dumb enough to hold up a sperm bank, make my demands and then facilitate fur trades. Empty the bird cage and release the mermaids. I got a water gun.
What?
I keep it in my mouth. It keeps me safe from the things I like to speak about. But words are leaking out, and all these smiles that I crack are like a dam on the verge of collapse. There ain't no turning back. In fact, I can't hold down. My fluids can't retract statements without water displacement. Flooded the basement and sought refuge. Removed my waterproof vest and then I kicked off my wet shoes. Made it to dry land, pistol in hand, fistfuls of ammo, riding on a camel through the desert sand. Lucid dreams are a lot like computer screens. People have pretentious conversations, but I shoot the breeze. Blow a hole straight through their long-winded theories. Hold my own and make songs for them to sing with me. It's the same type of heat that Millie used to break the ice with Santa Claus when she made him sing the Christmas blues. Capitalists strung her up for killing them. Every manufactured holiday, they sacrifice another victim. Before wartime depression sets in, I get to step in and shoeshine my weapon. I'm Hemorrhoid, I'm the leader. You're dead like Dela. I hold my crotch like a 9mm.
Guns, yo.
9mm. Sex machine.
Hold my crotch like it was a 9mm. That's more like a 50 cal for me. Ha! This is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, that's right. Got the popos going nuts. Let the ambulance come pick you up if you stepping out of line. So many people need to be put in a place. So many. Why can't we have a revolution now? Oh, because the police, they got guns, we're outnumbered. You know, what if we showed that we weren't scared? What if we did more than just take to the streets? I know we're stepping it up. We are stepping up with these rallies and turn riots. You know, these police officers are just that. They are policy officers. Policy of the office. Okay? These are enforcers of policy. Policies that none of us consented to. These police, I've watched videos online of police officers unloading full clips into the windshields of cars. of unarmed black people. Oh, because they felt threatened. Because they felt threatened. I think it's time that we actually get to the point to where they do feel fear. That means all of us having guns. We don't need to hear that excuse anymore for their murders of innocent civilians. We don't need to hear that excuse anymore. What we got there in the background? What's happening? Mike, is that you? I think we got some cross feeds from something. But anyhow, let's go ahead and skip to the next song. All right. That's what I'm talking about. I remember back in the day. I don't know if you got any memories around this time period, there will. But back in the day, this is, you know, my come of age. Oh, man. Yeah, of course I had my clique. I had my entourage. And, you know, you just got to understand the culture. You got to understand what somebody's going through. People want to look down on other people, but they don't know the struggle. They have no idea. Yeah, a cowboy might tip his hat to somebody else, but he knows if he's disrespectful, he's gonna get some consequences. They're no different in the streets. When we grab our crotches, it's not something vulgar. It's not. When you see a homeboy grab his crotch, he's telling you straight up, I am a man. And I am not afraid to do what a man is supposed to do. So when we all stand in a group together and cops roll up on us, we grab our crotches. Hey, what's up? What you want? You better step correct, because we ain't going to tolerate no bull. Don't make it a me and you situation. I'm going to end up in handcuffs. You're going to end up bruised up too. So that's why we got to have these, the gestures. You know, I don't know how many times I've had to do this, but, you know, you grab the crotch, step up someone's face, say, what'd you say to me? Pow! Lights out. It's usually what happens. Now, I'm not someone who is advocating violence, but we as a society have lost our minds. Okay? Everybody thinks they're entitled to safety. Entitled safety. This is life. We have an animal kingdom. Animals eat other animals. Nobody's entitled to safety. If you want to suck on that nanny state tit and give up your rights, that's you. But leave me out of it. I'm a man. And you know, if you owe me, you owe me. And that includes you, government. You owe me, you owe me. And guess what? I'm going to get my dues. Whether you know it or not. Whether you think it or not. Because I'm a real brother from around the way. I ain't lost those old school traditions. I have not lost that machismo. I have not lost any of that. I'm a real man. Yeah, that's why they're pumping the foods with all these chemicals, okay? Got kids all, got this Generation Z all kinds of confused about their sexuality. How are you going to be a sovereign individual? You don't even know if you're a woman or a man. Well, you think you're something other than what you are. You got played. You got played. You don't even know it. Chemicals in the food, social conditioning on the TV, education system taking you to gay bars. I'm a real man, and I don't care if it costs me my life. I'm going to stand for what I stand for. That's the only reason why I haven't come back to the U.S. Trust me, I'm going to have enough money to cop me a bodyguard. I'm going to have enough money to have myself strapped legally. But these feds want me. They want to target me. They can target a box they want to sleep in for all eternity. I'm not giving up my sovereignty. Yeah, Trump did not condemn the militias. No, he did not. I'm sorry. I'm this lean. This purple. It's got me feeling a little extra loose there. I got my co-host here. Usually he jumps in. It was like, we're going to have some cake and cheese and crackers. And
well, you know,
am I being gangster right now? Are you respecting my gangster?
I'm just letting you do your thing, Tim. You know, Trump didn't do that, but he definitely banned more gun parts than Obama. He's the guy he said, we take the guns first, then we worry about due process. So I just have to remind the folks out there. But yeah, man, I mean,
comes down to a revolution. Okay, felons aren't supposed to have guns. But when it comes down to revolutions, do you think a felon's going to give a damn? When it comes time for that revolution, we will modify our weapons to the maximum potential that we can have them.
Oh, we got 3D printers, player.
These semi-automatics will turn into automatics when it's time.
Oh, yes. They can say whatever they want, but just like Andrew Cuomo said, when in the middle of the whole pandemic, he said, you know, these are requests. Ultimately, these are requests. We don't have enough people to go around and enforce it. I'm obviously paraphrasing because he doesn't have enough people to go around and enforce it, just like they can't enforce prohibition, just like they can't enforce the drug war or anything like that. So the thing is, you just got to make sure that you got yourself ready for anything. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got yourself a gun. You gotta get yourself some water, some food, some supplies. You gotta know how to make some fire dog just in case, because man, Trump was bad, but geez, Biden, Jen Psaki over here, she's telling people straight up, oh yeah, Trump failed to decry a militia. Okay,
man, we need to go further than that. We need some IEDs in the lawns.
And that's
step on my property without my permission. Woo, you got blowed up.
That's why they're so nervous. They're so nervous is because they know damn well they can't beat us. Vietnam taught them that. Afghanistan taught them that. I mean, just look at military history. You can't beat us at all, no matter what you do. You can't beat us. Even if you came and take the guns away, which you will not and cannot do, you still can't beat us. There's too many veterans, there's too many Black Panthers, there's too many gangsters, there's too many real people that aren't push come to shove. Remember, Joe Biden said, you're going to need an F-16 if you're going to take on the government. Okay, well, the stupid QAnon retards, they took over the Capitol. None of them had a fighter pilot. So I think your math is wrong there, old geriatric pervert.
Well, you know what? If he really said that, I've been pushing that point for quite some time.
I'm gonna pull that clip up right now. Hold on, let me find that clip on YouTube. Yeah, I think let me pull that up because that's a true one. Hold on.
Because
bear with me.
That's what I've been saying. The point of the Second Amendment, people don't understand. It's not about guns. The point of the Second Amendment is that we have the same or equal to weaponry that our state governments would have. We're not supposed to have a federal government. That's off the table. We aren't supposed to have a standing army. We're supposed to have organized militias in every state.
Okay, so I was wrong, V, but I'll play the clip here so I don't have to send it through to Mikey, because last time I played a clip here, it seemed to work out pretty well. This is from Newsweek right here. It's 56 seconds long.
Enough rogue gun dealers feel like they can get away with selling guns to people who aren't legally allowed to own them. And I might add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun.
It's really good to have it on my end because I can just pause it at the end. Yeah, it did limit the type of people that could have a gun. Yeah, Black people couldn't have guns.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. And now you, just because of your policies, Chicago, New York, pretty much everywhere, black people can't have a gun again. Thanks a lot, you tyrant, racist pedophile.
Oh, man. You already touched on three of my points that I was going to use after
sorry.
The next song and the song after that one.
Oh, no, man. You're going to give me a spoiler alert.
I'm going to get the show notes.
Yeah.
Well, okay, since you already touched on it, the only reason why gun rights became an issue was after the Proclamation of Emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
When blacks were freed.
Mm-hmm.
See, white people were used to killing black people indiscriminately. If I should use that word, without hesitation, you can kill another black person without hesitation because they're slaves, they're property. Once they became people, you have these murderous. Now, this, you know, more things changed, more they stayed the same. Mirror this with today. You have people, white people, who just want to feel like they can kill a black man whenever they want to, kill rape a black woman whenever they want to. But when the brother pulls out a gun, oh hell no, we can't have this. No, we can't have them being able to defend themselves. That's how you know the guns were all about the whole issue of conquering. It was only meant for the citizens. So once black people became citizens, even 3/5 of a citizen holding a gun, yeah, no, this is your first terrorist organization. You're black. You got a gun. You're a terrorist.
Well,
terrorist calling innocent people terrorist.
Yeah, that's
how
the thing.
They get away with the agenda. They want to rape, maim, and kill black people without any kind of repercussion.
That's why my friend, my boy Jamal, who's a regular person with no criminal record, who honorably served in the U.S. Marines, his father served in the Air Force. Like I said, doesn't have a criminal record, never called for violence. All of a sudden, didn't even point a gun at anybody, just had a gun, being a black person, as a veteran. You type in Rise of the Moors to any search engine, the terrorist group. Meanwhile, the largest mass murderer, pedophile, child trafficking gang of all time is calling my boy, who has never called for violence and has never even had a criminal record, is a veteran. They're calling him a terrorist.
Well, and see, that's the thing. That is the thing. So, we have...
It's so ridiculous,
Doug. We're sending, once again, we're sending preemptive self-defense strikes over to Afghanistan, murdering innocent people. But they're the terrorists. They are the terrorists. So... the twisting of the concepts, and nobody is even, it hasn't really come into the minds of people until people started becoming equal. When the establishment says we're no longer going to favor white people because there's too many of them, the establishment has forsaken you Caucasians because the population is just too big. It's no longer a matter of race. It's a matter of population. If you're not one of the elites, guess what? You's a nigga. Okay? That's just a fact. Now, if I were, you know what? Well, let's just go to the next song. I'm getting too worked up. What's next song, please?
To somebody, it ain't just you, it's somebody
by
next to you. You know what I'm talking about? And I got my shit right here with me.
Ladies, and everywhere you go, ladies, my side.
Okay.
So, being that that's the case,
my side.
I'll tell you about
my
that.
Side.
Cause you by my side.
By
the
my
way
side.
I growed up, showed up, chips on my shoulder. Knew about that cola when I was in a stroller. Became a holder, chopping them boulders, getting older. Wanting a rover, ducking them rollers, meeting quota. Shot at bipolar, load up like cock, I tried to told ya. One move in the wrong direction, ain't no flexing, then it's over. You on that dojo, G.I. Joe shit, but you ain't a soldier. Chopper or folder, you not Cobra Commander, you poser. I'm the composer, writer of murder, the odor. Leaking out of your body, temperature is getting colder. But you sweating and dizzy like a person who ain't sober. Realizing your life is coming quickly to a closure. Losing composure, out of breath like you underwater. 20 seconds in the game and it's the full quota. Prime time, dateline, all the best exposure. Now you're still on the news and everybody knows ya. Yeah.
By my side.
To all the niggas trying to get me, it's
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me, it's
by my side.
I'm making sure they won't forget me, it's
by my side.
To all the niggas trying to get me, it's
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me,
it's by my side.
I'm making sure they don't forget me,
it's by my side.
Get your vest, protect your neck, kill for fun. Watch how they run and scatter when I go and pull out my gun. Call me ignorant and young, psycho, sicko, negro. They know that I just fucking begun. Driving crazy, halfway dumb, don't stop even when the law come. Believe every word out my lung, I'm losing it, snapping, huh? This ain't just no rapping, huh? Back all the way back when you see that strap, cause it goes da-da-da-da. Are you ready to die? Tell me why you choose to tempt me in my face. Tell your body dry, pack that fire, look at my eye. Had your spirit below me, up floating in the fucking sky. All black is my tie, looking like an umpire. Toss you in the trash like a bullshit album fly. Get.
By my
to all the niggas trying to get me, it's
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me, it's
by my side.
I'm making sure they won't forget me,
it's by my side.
To all the niggas trying to get me, it's
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me,
it's by my side.
I'm making sure they don't forget me,
it's by my side.
Capilla, more mayhem, yes, it's thriller. Put four in your head, how you flowing off in a river? It's cold, you shook, we crooks, your body a quiver. These rappers so tough, but really they softer than pillars. Or chinchilla, a twinkie filler, on a gorilla. They turn to serial assassins for some skrilla. Not me, cause see, I mean him, yes, this nigga. Stays true to what I do, cause I keep it thriller. Be for real, have you ever pulled a trigger? It's serious business, shouting nothing, it's more illa. No discrimination. You can be chocolate or vanilla. And find yourself in the presence of a fucking killer.
Yeah.
To all the niggas trying to get me, it's
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me, it's
by my side.
I'm making sure they won't forget me,
it's by my side.
To all the niggas trying to get me, it's
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me,
it's by my side.
I'm making sure they don't forget me,
it's by my side.
It's the Rhea.
Yeah, yeah. So you heard me say before I come back to the United States, because I know I'm gonna be a target. I know it's gonna be some BS. That's fine. I'm good. I'm good with the range. I have full confidence I can take care of myself. Especially if I have company with me. I'm good with the range. But, with that said, you know, How many? And they're going to have to let me go. I've talked to other whistleblowers out there. And I've heard interviews and stories from other whistleblowers out there. You ever heard of Phil Schneider? UFO guy who helped create some of the UFO bunkers. When he started whistleblowing, he had to kill a Fed. Came into his house. They tried covering that up like it didn't happen. They most definitely couldn't get him for murdering somebody because he was in his own house. It was clear as day break-in. He had to kill a Fed. They had several murder attempts on him. So as a whistleblower, you know, I know, when I touched ground, the actual organized, it was actually quite astonishing. I mean, leaving the U.S., how organized it was for them to try to keep me from leaving. airlines said they couldn't. My ticket's not valid. I couldn't use the airline with the certain people that I bought the tickets through. And then, oh no, you have to have a visa to go to Poland. And oh, you know, I found all these things out to be a lie. It took me hitting on, and this woman was quite gorgeous, Beyonce looking girl. I actually walked to the counter like, girl, you look like Beyonce. Girl, you're gorgeous. Oh, thank you, sir. How you doing? Yeah, I'm having these kind of problems. She said, yeah, you know what? Let me see about that. I'm going to go upstairs to management and check these facts. Came downstairs 15 minutes later, said, you were lied to. Here's a new ticket through our airline, and you can go on to Poland. You know, so I know what kind of crap I'm going to experience when I touch back down on American soil. Because I'm going on a radio tour. Not just a radio tour. I'm going to every ghetto, talking to every gang leader I can talk to, that I can find. Tell them, hey, why don't you come work for me? Let's get a civilian militia started. Those guns you got, you can carry them legally. How you feel about that? They already know. That's my agenda. When I touch foot on American soil again. And oh, whoo. White supremacists, militias, oh well, what are they going to do when these militias turn out to be mostly black? What's it going to be then, huh? Now, I actually have talked to some white supremacists and militias, and we are of the same mind. Brothers, you want to join up, you can join up. We'll treat you just like anybody else, as long as you believe in the Constitution. And I said, that's what's up. At the end of the day, we all know the corruption, the fall of man, is coming from the establishment. Who are you going to have by your side? Not just who, what are you going to have by your side when that day comes? Oh, man. Go ahead. Will, you got something saved real quick?
No, keep it moving, man. I'm enjoying this. I think you're muted up again. No. Go ahead, V. I know we got some clips to get to. And, well, the only other thing, too, was, the rest of that clip I was wrong about wasn't F-16. The quote is, Biden, you need F-15s and maybe nuclear weapons if you're going to take on the government.
Well, But there's a duality to that statement. There's duality in the truth of that statement. You gotta have doublethink. That he's openly admitting to the corruption of it all, okay? The Second Amendment, I'll say once again, it's not about guns. It's about having the same weaponry as our state government counterparts. We're not supposed to have a federal government, standing army. We the people, militia, are supposed to be the most high-tech, upgraded, armed force on American soil. It's not true. Today, the Second Amendment is not being honored because I don't have an F-16. Do you have an F-16?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I don't have an
A-1. No, I don't. Obviously not.
I don't have an A-1 Abrams tank. Do you? Do you have some depleted uranium shells?
No, but if anybody's wondering, you know, what Will Watson is stocking this year, those are some options for sure.
And so, he's telling you right there, the corruption. You challenge us, we could just nuke you. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you have been asked the question, if you can go back in time and take out one person, who would it be? I know a lot of people have answered Hitler. Okay. I myself have a different answer to that question. And for those of you who are awakening, should have a different answer to that question. I'm just going to put it out there like that. So, it's the mentality. Yeah. No, I think we need to have civilian militia. I know we need to have civilian militia. And as far as the white supremacists, there are even some KKK-based. And that's different from white supremacists. Some KKK so-called people in militias. They have the mindset of, if you're a black person in the militia, they have the mindset of, you do it your way, we'll do it ours. When I can consider, the day that I can consider a KKK member someone less threatening to my existence than a federal government is totally upside down. That's a screwed up day. That is a effed up day. And we are in these effed up days. That's the effed up time. That's a bad time. That's a bad time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and run the next song, please. Go ahead. I'm jamming tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah. Welcome to Amityville.
Detroit, nigga.
The reason why rappers gotta pack pistols.
Why is that?
Slick criminal with the shit I spit you. Like a bullet came back to just miss and hit you. I say the type of shit parents slit their wrists to. Need an anthem to amp you, then it's the shit too. Too many enemies on my list to sit through. Nobody got my back in this bitch but this dude. Sorry, officer, I don't care. I'm pissed to get you.
Nigga, we violently active, so fuck with it. See, I'm backwards. I slap niggas.
niggas and punch bitches just for asking. They must have been wanting to meet the Lord. When my parents talked to me, they got mean mugged and ignored. They was snooping through my closet, seeing drugs on the floor. Shells from the 44 scattered over their porch. Busting pistols in your windows with intentions to destroy you. Trying to break your neck to conversate, bitch, I do it for you. Catch me laughing at your funeral when they lower you. You and your hoe, you got to go. Bitches died slow and horrible. There's no tomorrow for any nigga. We'll shower you. We young, strapped, and powerful. And I ain't got a lot of you.
Stepped in the doorway, in the fo-fo. Blazing it po-po, escaping and lay low. They call my tongue, yeah, yo, but I spit fire. I lit five inside a fucking dick rider. The clip slider, love to blast a mag. You a fag, you love being ass to ass. Grab a gun by the nose with the butt that got spank ya. Never say that I'm a gangster.
Now that's gangster.
Y'all niggas sound like Jigga or act like Pac. Yo, my trigger got the flu and this gap might cough. It ain't nothing to tell. Empty shells for the witness. I'm the hot nigga that's gon' put hell out of business. It won't be the same since we touching the game. Make the hardest nigga in your crew tuck in his chain. Y'all think this shit's a game and I'm bluffing for fame. I squeeze off this tech until nothing remains.
Slick criminal with this shit I spit you. Like a bullet came back to just miss and hit you. I see the type of shit parents slit their wrists to. Need to ask them to add you, then it's the shit too. Too many enemies on my list to sit through. Nobody got my back in this bitch but this too. Sorry officer, I don't care, I'm pissed to get you. But I don't go nowhere without my pistol.
The only time that I'm at peace is when I'm close to one. Cause I don't know what's waiting for me when my vocals are done. Tote the gun, it's my way of life and it works. These cowardly niggas will put your fucking life in the dirt. Cause it was wrong how they left my dog, he was priceless. Alone in the streets, bleeding, staring, laying lifeless. That's why I'm heated, you never know who starts creeping. Waking you up with AKs while you lie sleeping. I'd rather pack the heat and not need it. Rather than need one and not have it, I married this Glockmatic.
You know the sound when I'm spinning rounds, spitting these rounds from 4 pounds. What a whole crowd screaming as loud from they mouths as they possibly allow. Nothing is parallel to making you carousel. Aerial somersault like fast wheels to a parachute. Denying, carry the nine where I go. Bullets whistling hit you while I'm shooting at 5-0. So send me automatic for statics to models. Spitting like from Colorado.
Slick criminal with the shit I spit you. Like a bullet came back to just miss and hit you. I see the type of shit parents slit their wrists to. Need to ask them to amp you, then it's the shit too. Too many enemies on my list to sit through. Nobody got my back in this bitch but this too. Sorry officer, I don't care, I'm pissed to get you. But I don't go nowhere without my pistol.
This nine to turn a softy to a hard rock. It'll make Jehovah's Witnesses think before they knock. It'll make your grandmother come out of a purse. It'll make Lil Biscuit get rid of Fred Durst. It'll make Holyfield start fighting. It'll make May say fuck church and go back to writing. It'll make Shine say he sound like Biggie Smalls. It'll make R. Kelly give respect to Aaron Hall. It'll make Christopher Weed start walking. It'll make a dog with no voice suddenly start barking. It'll make a nun turn to a filthy slut. It'll make the hardest pit bull turn into a fucking mutt. It'll make a Muslim dye his hair blonde. It'll make the redneck start to read the Holy Quran. It'll make Ike stop being Tina. It'll make Slim Sadie fall back in love with Christina.
Slick criminal with this Christina shit, I spit you. Like a bullet came back to just miss and hit you. I say the type of shit parents slit their wrists to. Need to ask them to amp you, then it's the shit too. Too many enemies on my list to sit through. Nobody got my back in this bitch but this too. Sorry officer, I don't care, I'm pissed to get you. But I don't go nowhere without my pistol.
Pistol.
Fuck, we
fuck around and get popped. With no hesitation.
Anybody can get it.
Straight up.
Look where the fuck we stay at.
Anybody can get it.
Nigga, look where the fuck we stay at.
Fuck around with us. Brother from around the way. Tell me.
You good as pop. Fucking good as pop.
I know I rep the ATX, but... I'm a real brother from around the way. I came from the LBK, East Side. Okay? So, don't let my accent and the way I speak fool you. That's just That's just the way I the way I adapt. Okay? That's just the way an assassin can fit in. assassin, baby. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm killing the corruption. You're corrupt, you need to fear me. If you're corrupt, you need to fear any patriot with a gun. And you do. That's why we have these gun laws happening, red flag laws and things like that. I'll probably be flag praying touched down on American soil. I know, if I get a flight that goes straight to Texas, that might be something I have to do. I don't know. At the landing spots are from here or New York or Miami or something. I don't know. We'll have to see. But I've been prefacing and commenting on these things first after song. Do you want to add something to this before I rant again?
No, I keep going, man. You know, I just jump in whenever I feel excited about it or I got to get a point in. I'm trying to be better. I'm listening to listening to feedback.
I hadn't heard no cheese and crackers on this episode.
You know what? Yesterday, man, I was so heated. And I think one of those today is just one of those days, like I was talking about, like I'm used to it again. You know, I'm getting used to it again. I'm adapting to my captives. Stockholm syndrome is setting in.
Well, let me ask you something. It would be rude for me to cut the cheese in a room full of crackers.
Hey, I mean, if you're gonna spread some cheese, spread some cheese on this cracker. I could use some bucks right now. You guys can donate TLBTalk.com. No, I don't get that money, but you guys should go to TLBTalk.com for sure.
Check out my gravel pit.
Someone spread some cheese on this cracker right now.
I'm sorry, I just had to bust out some Wu-Tang on that one. All right. Well, anyways. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, you got to have it, people. It's a tool. You got to have it. I don't know. It sucks what's happening to Remington. Well, what had happened to Remington because of the whole Sandy Hook false flag scenario. I really hope that them requesting the children's records would actually provide some sort of light. And I mean, oh, it's so gross. It's such a terrible thing. Why would Remington do this? And you know, the Dems, the left-wing spastards, you know, oh, that's so gross. Why would they do that? That's outrageous. Why would they ask for the records? You know, forget how you feel about it. This is a legal process. If there's something to be uncovered, there is something that needs to be uncovered. The mind control is so thick, you can cut it with a butter knife. The mind control is so thick. Yeah, they want records because Remington, I'm pretty sure they have conspiracy theories somewhere in their council. They got a prepper somewhere up in the company that's alerting them to, hey, this was a false flag. So what do they want lawyers to do? They want lawyers to pull up records. Records that most likely do not exist because it was set up to begin with. This is the kind of stuff that, ladies and gentlemen, your federal government wants to pull on you to once again take away your guns. See, when I spoke earlier in previous episodes, you know, the black on black crime, yeah, that's fine. The white on black crime, yeah, that's fine too. But when you got white on white crime, oh boy, we gotta figure some stuff out here. Oh, what? Oh, you know, it would be used as a population control tool. You know, they're shooting us with cancer with all the Wi-Fi and all the other electronics. They want to GMO our food. They want to do everything in the world to kill us off, slowly, covertly. You know, that's one reason why they haven't taken away the guns already. Black on black crime and white on black crime. It serves its purpose. And they, in general, it would be a population control tool for them to use. Well, they do use it. The cops, you know, unload on everybody, and they never see a day in jail. But that's not enough. But they would let people have guns if no politician was ever assassinated. They know it's going to get to that point. They know it. When they want an edict passed, it's not law, what do they call it? mandatory. Biden's pushing mandates. No, these aren't laws. But when the government wants you to do something, do it now. Totally bypassing due process and the system that you and I know. They don't want you to have guns to defend yourselves. They need that totalitarian control. That's what they need. That's what they crave. That's what that heroin that they love so much. The power, that corruption. The only thing that will threaten it is somebody stopping into your local punching store, zeroing in a scope, and saying, "Hey, have a nice day." That's the only thing that can ruin their plans. New World Order. I want to know, who's the head of this New World Order? Who's that 13th member? Are they sucking some Zeta Reticula penis, or is it Lucifer? Who is it? I know they suck it on. I mean, besides the baby cocksuckers out there, these pedophiles. I know there's another phallus out there they're sucking. I want to know who it is. I know I. Listen, they can do what they do, but when it comes to me, my sovereignty and my freedom, I most definitely will put something phallic in their mouth. And they're not going to like what they're going to swallow. Not going to like it. Forget the taste of pennies. Taste of lead. I don't think anybody likes. Anyways, I'm getting too on it. Okay, Will, if you want to add on, you don't have to add on. We'll go to the next song.
Yeah, let's get one more.
Let's get one more in, right quick. There's a remix. Obi Trice.
Yeah. Niggas got me. I'ma get 'em. It ain't over. You can catch me in a whip with a fifth of pimp juice. Then I'm popping a clip about to fix this issue. You pray that I don't hit, I ain't equipped to miss you. You're gonna need an ambulance to spit your tissue. Or either have a bag on your hip to shit through. You seen us on the ass, ain't just to get you. But my penis is a mag when I lift it, hit you. Cause I don't go nowhere without my pistol. I solemnly swear on my daughter's tears, the nigga that got him in the head to feel it before the year ends. That's right. Hope you inconspicuous, my friend, cause once the word get back, you in a world of sin. Bullets will hurtle at him for trying to murder what's been determined as the first solo African to go platinum where the accident happened at. But maggots, I'm alive with vengeance to get back. My mama blood pressure was affected from that. My little girl need a daddy on the phone at a certain time exact now.
and niggas act wild. But when the Mac come out, your niggas exile. And I don't wanna hear XYZ. I'm Xing out your whole entity for trying to kill me. Filthy motherfuckers, I'll show you what real be. When these HTBs light up your kidneys, I'm so sincere, you're seeing a hearse this year. It's not a verse, it's a curse for bursting. What's on your person over here? This is Obi, hear him clear. Niggas beware, I'm coming at you with firearms in air. And your purpose so superfluous, how could I be merciful when Merc and me's a mercenary's goal? Nigga, I got paper, I had your ass urgently exposed. No emergencies, bringing back your souls. Slugs shatter your bones for pat me in the dome. Learn his pattern, we catch him at home, he wrong. That's when automatics sporadically catch him in the abdomen. Another dirty motherfucker's gone.
You can catch me in a whip with a fifth of pimp juice. Then I'm popping a clip about to fix this issue. You pray that I don't hit, I ain't equipped to miss you. You're gonna need an ambulance to spit your tissue. Or either have a bag on your hip to shit through. You seen us on the ass, anxious to get you. But my penis is a mag when I lift it, hit you. Cause I don't go nowhere without my pistol. Second round's on me.
Well, if that sounds scary to you, if that sounds scary to you, my dear little conservatives, Republicans, go buy a gun. go turn your libtard neighbor. Let him listen to this track. Let him listen to this show. Tell him to go get a gun. Protect your neck. Isn't that what RZA say? Protect your neck. All right. You know, you need to start scaring people. Blast Fox News in the house. If you don't have a gun, just blast Fox News straight all throughout the night. That'll scare somebody. I don't know. I'm trying, y'all. I'm saying too many people out there being victimized. I'm saying too many people out there getting brainwashed. The establishment is not your friend. It is not. You know how they say ignorance of the law is no excuse? Ignorance to them being your enemy, there's no excuse. I'm a constitutionalist. I think we should keep with the Constitution. Abolish the federal government. Abolish any entity who wants to take over your sovereign rights. NSA, CIA, all these treasonous scumbags. That's what it boils down to, y'all. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B, and remember, in the land of Spanish Man, Third Eye is King. So please educate yourselves.
My father has introduced me to stogies. What is she going to say?
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.